Country Club FM. Bob Almanac today, and before we do it, we have two, not one, but two Almanac salutes.
Of course, I could get a hell of a good look at a T-bone steak by sticking my head up a bull's ass, but I'd rather take the butcher's word for it.
Brian Dennehy with a little cameo there from Tommy Boy himself. There he is big Tom Callahan. He wasn't in the entire movie, but yeah. It was in the beginning before he fell over at his wedding and
to Bo Derek.
Had a heart attack. If I married Bo Derek, I'd have a heart attack too.
I think so.
You know, he was in 10. He's like a bartender.
Oh, I didn't know that.
In the movie 10, then Bo Derek, they were reunited in Tommy Boy. And, of course, he was the sheriff that lit the fuse under John Rambo.
Right.
There's no doubt about that.
First Blood.
Exactly. And then, what's that movie you really like?
Oh, I love it. It was the sheriff, the bad guy sheriff in Silverado. That was Kevin Costner's first movie. Really good Western.
So, Patton Oswalt, you know him from King of Queens, and he does Goldbergs, and he does other things. He talks about one time he met Brian Dennehy at a buffet, and they were talking about eating at buffets. Neither of them have missed a meal, and Brian Dennehy goes, "That's the beauty of being a character actor. You don't have to lose weight because you're a character actor.
Right.
You're known as you're the big guy."
Yeah, when they need a big guy, they come calling.
So bigger than life actor Brian Dennehy, he died Wednesday night. He was 81, and we have one more.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time of the fall, 5 minutes, 40 seconds, the winner of this bout, and new World Wrestling Federation Heavyweight Champion.
If you watch WWF Wrestling, you know that voice, Howard Finkel. He was the longest running employee of WWF and then WWE.
On their feet.
He passed away, the ring announcer. Mm.
He was good.
This will be a one-fall match with a 30-minute time limit. In the corner to my left, he was classic Howard Finkel. He passed away at the age of 69.
No relation to Ray?
No.
Okay.
69 for Howard Finkel. And he'd always be at Madison Square Garden, and they would drop that microphone from way up in the ceiling. Thing would come down.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I love that. That was the way they should go.
Friday, April 17th, 108th day of the year, 259 left to go, 258 full days left, 259 if you include today. 1492, this was the date that Christopher Columbus, actually his agent, Christopher Columbus had his agent go in and sign a contract with Queen Isabella and the Spanish monarchs as they were going to find the Indies. I'm going to go find the Indies for you.
I might be gone a while.
The stated goal was to convert people to Catholicism. Was the main reason why he was going on that trip. And, of course, he ran into another continent on his way there. Didn't know it was there.
Right.
Just ran into it. Thought it was we're in the Indies now.
There it is.
And he soon found out that it was not. So that's Christopher Columbus, 1492. 1790, we lost Benjamin Franklin. No, he was a lover, not a fighter.
Yes, he was.
He did not fight in the Revolutionary War, but he was a big part of it. And one of the, I consider him one of the founding fathers.
I do too.
He's a statesman. He's an inventor. An inventor. He invented many things. You know, he didn't do a good job of keeping himself in shape. I mean, all the photos I see of him, he's pretty roly-poly. But that didn't matter because he lived to be 84.
Right. I mean, he was a statesman, the kite flyer. I mean, the guy did it all.
Probably the best kite flyer ever.
Might be.
Other than that girl. Flying a kite with her picture on it, as
true.
I recall.
That's very good.
Marlo Thomas, 1790, that's when Benjamin Franklin died. 1860, it became law in New York City that tenement houses needed to be equipped with fire escapes, and of course those fire escapes were wicker baskets. Tenement slum, 1860. 1937.
Hey, that wasn't in the script.
Don't let it worry you, Skipper. I'm just a crazy darn fool duck.
That is the first ever appearance of Daffy Duck. Of course, he would sound a little different as they developed the character. Much like all of those Warner Brother and cartoon characters, their first appearances were vastly different than what they eventually became. And that was also the case with Daffy Duck on Porky's Duck Hunt. So Daffy Duck shows up on Porky's Duck Hunt. Bugs Bunny shows up on Pork Punt, called Porky's Hare Hunt. So, you know, if Porky's hunting it, it eventually becomes... Was he hunting Pluto? No, that was Disney. Who's the dog on Goofy? No. Is there a dog in Warner Brothers? Andy Panda? Anyway, yeah. Daffy Duck, this date, 1937. He sounds a lot like Woody Woodpecker,
I would say,
in 37. 61 in the news.
Cuban revolutionary troops such as these have invaded Castro's leftist island fortress, reportedly rallied by a mysterious coded radio message. Alert! Alert! Look well at the rainbow. The fish will be running very soon.
Alert! 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 That was actually Brett Favre calling an audible. So 1,400 U.S.-supported Cuban exiles invaded Cuba, Bay of Pigs, this date, in an attempt to overthrow Fidel Castro. It was ill-advised, ill-planned, and it was unsuccessful. Very much unsuccessful on this date, 1961. That's what you do when you try and get some Cuban exiles to do the job.
Right.
That was the problem with it.
How many of those were sending in the A-team.
No, not at all. There's no B.A. Baracus in there.
No.
So that was in 61, 1970 at the White House.
Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Cash.
Thank you. That's President Richard Nixon introducing Johnny Cash. He performed at the White House. The invitation of the president. This is the song he played.
Well, my daddy left home when I was three. Didn't leave very much to my ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze.
I think he changed the lyrics to a boy named Dick during one of the choruses. So that was in 1970 on that very same day.
An extremely loud applause as Apollo 13 on main chutes comes through loud and clear on the television display here.
Apollo 13 splashed down. There was radio silence there for a while. There's that blackout period. People were worried if they were going to...
It was touch and go.
Well, yeah, because it's very difficult. It is a matter of scientific miracle to be able to survive re-entry.
Right.
Gets so hot. We've seen it happen with the space shuttles and things. The Columbia, when it crashed, because it had a deficiency in those tiles, those heat tiles that protect it when they re-enter. And that was the big question. Were those damaged coming back into the atmosphere after the explosion they had when they were heading to the moon? And apparently not to the point where it affected the re-entry. They splashed down. The astronauts were back this date.
Safely.
1970. 1996.
Well, I think that Judge Weisberg correctly made all of the rulings concerning the admission of the evidence in this case. And although it is to be expected that they will appeal, I don't think that they have any good grounds for that.
The people they're talking about, Eric and Lyle Menendez, that's the prosecuting attorney. As the Menendez brothers on this date were sentenced to life in prison without parole. For killing their parents.
Killing their parents.
This date, 1990. They wanted the money. They wanted the inheritance.
They planned it out. They did it. It was sad.
2011, the Game of Thrones, a.k.a. GOT, based on the novels by George R.R. Martin, premieres on HBO. Are you familiar with Game of Thrones, Neil?
I've seen a couple of episodes. I watched when Aquaman was still in it.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in it, and that was in the early seasons.
Right. Like so many, he got killed off.
Yeah, there was some killing in there and some beheading. Mm-hmm. We might have another Game of Thrones reference later on, but Game of Thrones debuted on this date. And let's remember this funny lady here today.
Robbie, I'm going to do a load of your socks and underpants. Are you wearing today's underpants or yesterday's?
They're fine, Bob.
No, no, let me see.
No, come on!
Robert, you know the most important pants a person has? Underpants.
I know, Bob.
Kind of done without the music in there. I didn't do that. That was from TV Land giving us that clip. But we lost Doris Roberts, the age of 90 this day. Whenever there was a mother to be played on TV or somewhere, whether it was Christmas Vacation, she was there, ready to go.
And did it well.
She died on this date, 2016. Remember that time when my wife got a new blouse and I said, is that from the Doris Roberts collection?
Yes.
Still haven't lived that down.
Right.
Birthdays now. Jan Hammer gave us the Miami Vice theme.
Sure.
It's a good theme.
It's a great theme.
He's doing it all on a keyboard with electronic drums, but still. He's 72 today. More music from TV or movies. You can cut you like this would be a movie. So few songs about a welder. Welding during the day, welder at day, and dancer at night. And she's dancing like she's never danced before. Michael Sambello, one-hit wonder with that song from Flashdance.
Very nice.
He's 66 today. I can never forget Jill from Knott's Landing.
What would Ms. Jill Bennett be doing in your house, in your bedroom, in a funny wig, late at night, pointing a gun at you? You're not what? You wouldn't what?
This is enough, Jill. This isn't funny.
I think she was just there to borrow some sugar, to be honest. So that's Terry Austin from Knott's Landing, 63 today. He was coy. He was one of the replacements when Bo and Luke went on strike because they weren't getting paid enough from Hazard. They brought in Coy and Vance, and this was Coy.
It's good to be here. Matter of fact, on the way over here, we ran in that same old cooter wearing his same old hat.
He's been wearing that hat for years.
He sure has there, Jesse. So there's his name is Byron Cherry.
Not as good.
No, it certainly wasn't. I remember it. I was very disappointed. The fans let the CBS and the production company know. Let's just say it wasn't long after that Wopat and Schneider were back.
Yeah, the terms were agreed upon.
Coy and Vance, I think, are still doing time in the Hazard jail. I think Cletus put him in there. So Byron Cherry Coy is 63. Oh, here's that Game of Thrones second reference here today.
In the name of Robert of the House Baratheon, the first of his name.
Don't look away.
King of the Andals and the First
Father One. Father will know if you do.
Lord of the Seven Kingdoms and Protector of the Realm. I, Eddard, the House Stark, Lord of Winterfell and Warden of the North, sentence you to die.
Oh.
Any idea how he did it? He had a sword in his hand. We'll just put it that way. Sword in his hand. I will spare you the gory details or sound effects.
So it was carried out like right there?
Right there.
Okay.
Right there. So that is Sean Bean from Game of Thrones. He's Ed Stark. Of course, he was big role in Beormir, I can't remember. Lord of Rings. Lord of the Rings. The National Treasure. Bad guy in the first one. Trying to find Charlotte, you know, the secret lies of Charlotte looking for the Templar treasure.
That was
him.
Oh, now I know.
Yeah, that's
now him. I know who it is. Yeah.
Took you that long. 61, you disappoint me so
many ways. And with every purchase, you'll earn unlimited double miles. Now we're getting somewhere. What's in your wallet?
A picture of Jennifer Garner is in my wallet.
Okay.
Jennifer Garner is 48 today. Let's go back to our rapper of the day, Redman, named after chewing tobacco. He thought about Skoll in Copenhagen and a couple other ones, Skoll Bandits, but he went with Redman.
Sure.
He's 50 today. Boomer Esiason, 59, lefty.
Yeah, pretty good quarterback.
He is Cincinnati Bengals, most notably, 59 today. And one of the Spice Girls. I'm giving you everything, all that joy can bring, this I swear. I think she's the most famous because she went on to marry David Beckham.
Oh,
Victoria Beckham
was posh, right? How about that?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
You have it brought up on your screen, don't you?
I didn't see it.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm very surprised then. You know your Spice Girls more than I would think that you know your Spice Girls.
Well, I've seen her.
And I know you know your spices because you know your way around a kitchen.
That's right.
But I don't know if you've ever put posh spice.
No.
On any food or at all, it doesn't sound all that
it
tasty.
It does not.
She's 46, Victoria. She can still bend it like Beckham. She can bend it.
Very nice. Is that my cue? Gone but not forgotten. He was one of the men who made America. Financier.
Did he make it or build it?
Built it. Built America. My bad. Yes. J.P. Morgan.
You make it, you build it.
Yeah, he had a lot of dough. He founded the U.S. Steel Corporation that did well. 1837. For J.P., he was one of the early ventriloquists, Senor Wences.
He's not okay?
I think so.
But a taste.
It's smooth.
Creamy. He's butter.
Parquet.
Ah, it's okay.
He's nice.
All right.
Nothing better than a talking box of parquet next to a talking guy's hand.
That's
guy's hand talking.
Very clever.
Senor, and I really enjoyed hearing Senor Wences' his jowls as he was tasting. You could hear that.
Well
mic'd up. Always nice.
Senior Wences was born on this day, 1896. He was Dagwood in the Blondie and Dagwood movies of the 40s, Arthur Lake, 1906. Fine actor, Academy Award-winning actor, William Holden. He won Best Actor for Stalag 17. Now, that was a movie. Stalag 13 was Hogan's Heroes. Don't confuse them. Emmy Award-winning newsman, Harry Reasoner.
A final note, this is the last edition of the ABC Evening News on which I will appear after 7.5 years. It is obviously an occasion of some poignance for me. I take this time to salute the people of ABC, those in this very room and in the control room above, and 7 floors up in the newsroom and on the executive floor.
Funny, no thank you to Barbara Walters.
No.
He didn't mention Barbara Walters in there. He must have been a blast at parties.
It sounds like he was zero on the fun meter. Absolutely no fun at all. Buddy had a distinctive delivery.
He knew how to deliver the news, and we didn't have, you know, he wasn't hired to have a good time and have fun time.
Yeah, he was not a comedian.
Party it up and whoop it up.
Right. Harry Reasoner, 1923. And if you remember Don Kirshner's rock concerts, Don Kirshner was the man, born on this day in 1934. He gave us the Monkees and the Archies. Don't forget that.
Where would we be?
Where would we be? That was 1934.
We wouldn't have Daydream Believer. Ann Murray would not be singing Daydream Believer on this station.
And that would be a travesty.
It would be.
It really would be.
It would be a real loss to society. What does your staff have? What does your staff have against wrestling legends? I just don't get it.
So proud from being Iran, I saw him walking down the beach with his girlfriend. The only difference between him and his girlfriend was 10 pounds and a bikini, and the sheik had the bikini on, and she had the 10 pounds, and no $100 bill.
Kenny Resnick, absolutely stunned and beside himself with the things that Roddy Piper is saying there. Roddy Piper, born on this date, 1954, one of the best ever. When it comes to promos and, of course, Piper's Pit,
he had his own
was
deal,
legendary. Yeah. And yeah. So 1954.
Now they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Big, 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 big responsibility here. It is a Friday Bobathon kicking off the Friday no repeat workday. Vince Gill, you better think twice.
Okay.
Mark Chestnut going through the Big D.
Mm-hmm.
And then Alan Jackson, Jimmy Buffett, they're talking about it being 5 o'clock somewhere.
Mm-hmm. It is 5 o'clock somewhere. I got to get that going.
Okay.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBG1.